This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Is it me or is it the headphones? Something just went loud already. Good morning, Bonolo.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning.
But when we come in,
because I'm trying to open your phone. Sorry. Oh, okay.
Ogrenspura?
Beautiful. Ah, I'm not. I mean,
what do you have there? What does that can have?
Umneng.
What is umneng?
Nabo koslo. Sneeze, Grena.
You know what kills me? It's the facial expression.
It's the imagination when you start eating it. You can't help but see.
The snails. So you wouldn't eat snails.
Did you put garlic in those ones?
No. But no. But I would have. But you see, the thing is, I didn't know garlic would be palatable.
It would have helped the situation.
It would have. Yeah, so we agreed, me and Bonolo, after yesterday's canned thing, Majiki, where we were looking at weird canned food, and then we ended up with those fish things that was quite fishy.
Yeah, in the weird places.
So we wanted to find something, well, I guess different and strange. For you, what were you going to bring, Spuda?
Oh, different and strange?
Yeah.
Ash. No clue. Konje, what's that thing?
Because sardines don't count.
It's a bull thing in a bull can. Konje, king.
Canned. No.
Bull brand.
That thing.
Beef, corned beef. Corned beef. That.
What, Spuda? You know, I saw the I can't even remember yesterday we were talking about the hot dogs and all those. It's actually a full hot dog.
Oh, so
with the bread.
In the can.
Yes. In like a can. Yeah, kutswana liadi. What are these chips?
Pringles.
Yes, in a long tube can, like, so you open
what is
it
happening to
and then hotwale.
What is happening?
French bread.
What is happening?
No, but you see, that's the trick with canned food. They are preserved. They can last forever and ever until Jesus
don't
comes
say
back.
Forever. Like, there's an expiry date. Please check it.
You know, like, for instance, water doesn't expire, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you buy a bottle of water, in an expiry date. So what's that expiry date for? Because water doesn't expire.
It's the one that they...
The expiry date is for the bottle. For the actual container, not for the water.
Advertising 304. Nice.
Yeah.
That's new. Thank you, Gwena.
Because water doesn't expire. Everything, yes. So
have it's expired a bottle of thing, they just take it out and then repackage.
I mean, we know a lot of shops do a lot of repackaging. We're not even going to go there. I worked in retail long enough to know that a lot of things are being repurposed. You know, like most.
Everything.
Okay, I've said this before, and I will say it without fear. Most of the meat. If it's already spiced and
marinated,
stay away from it.
Yes, I know that one.
Stay away from pre-marinated whatever, because they trying to mask in the and preserve the things, you know. So something, it must have been on its last dying days, and then they try to mask it with the thing. So when now fitamola wa Brian fella, and then what you
what
think it's waja. Stay away from that. That is the one thing. But also, I mean, you gotta know, like, for instance, with meat, you know, right? When it starts to change color, if you soak it in blood, the color comes back.
I die.
Yeah. You soak it you soak it in blood and repurpose, and it looks nice and red again. You know, like when khanama steak, right?
When it starts going green.
Yeah, when it starts changing color. Iba esetlanyana, right? Iba esetlanyana. So you take it and then they soak it in blood overnight, and then when you take it out the following morning, it's nice and red.
Excuse me?
Undivile kaloko. Guys, don't say I never. So you must always double check if your meat and how fresh your meat is.
Retreat on and off the road.
That's all I'm saying. Okay, so what did you bring, Bonolo? I brought snails. I brought escargot. I cooked it very nicely. So are we gonna have escargot?
Look, I was very simple. I did a stew and then I added canned semp and those
semp and beans. So we're gonna eat. So are we gonna eat escargot?
I think it's tasty.
Are we gonna eat escargot? Brian Temba. Tsena mona. Tsena.
Escargot.
Give it a little more on the spot. Yeah, we're gonna be joined by Brian Temba. I wanna find out if he eats escargot. Good morning. Good morning, Brian. What's up, my bro? All right, man. Good seeing you again.
Yes, sir. We saw each other briefly.
Very briefly. So this time I've got you for 50 minutes. I won't dodge. 50 minutes. Rekaofela.
Great.
Why is it escargot? Escargot or escargot king? Itong embarrass. So it's a chappy story.
Or ang expose, Brian. Man.
Yeah, out. Kiseu. Kiseu escargot.
The snails. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
So I brought escargot. You brought semp and beans.
But I juiced it up. I promise I juiced it up.
Okay, I juiced my escargot up also.
You made it faster.
So, see what you did there. Brian Temba, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Yeah, man.
How you doing?
I'm still asleep, but I'm here.
All of us.
But I'm here.
And thank you for waking up. Thank you for spending time with us. We're going to try as much as we can to embarrass you. Already people have realized, this uncultured Pretorian doesn't even know escargot or kiddie snail.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna be hanging out with Brian. So we're gonna eat the snails later. Okay, Bonolo doesn't wanna eat the snails.
Well, let me source Alajax.
Okay, no. Let's do the quiz then. Let's do the quiz.
Okay.
So Brian, we're gonna put you on the spot. Bonolo has prepared 5, 6, 7 questions. All right, and then it's me against you. I have not seen the questions.
Okay.
Yeah. Whoever loses eats the snails.
From this can, yeah.
We're speaking, we're doing the quiz with Brian just after this.
I'm going to go. Thanks, guys.
Our 98.7 weekends. All your favorite hit music all day long. The best of the 80s, 90s, and now. This is what are we all made of? Power 98.7. Now we're talking. Power Talk with Lerato Mbele.
The policy in South Africa is in the hands of the national commissioner. It's very little that the minister must and can do. So many structures there were put in place. Unfortunately, I must stand here and say, and they were dismantled by my successor in a very bad way. For instance, one of the top police officers in South Africa happened to be Libya, the head of the Hawks. He's got 2 PhDs in law and all. He was fired. The head of Hawks, Ramat, was fired by my successor. And he brought one of the most useless and actually the con man to be the head of that. He's somewhere in politics, somewhere in Free State now and all that. So we need to improve. But across the board, all of us will have to work harder to make South Africans safe. It should not be told that they're safe. They must feel that they're safe.
Minister Begitele, I want to thank you for your time. I'm going to leave on these. Former Minister Begitele, I want to just say to you, we have heeded the call for stomach ins and chest sounds.
Keep that one going.
Power Talk, weekdays 9 a.m. to midday on Power 98.7. Getting you ready for your day ahead. Power Up
Weekdays 3 to 6 a.m. on Power 98.7.
Make that 15 minutes plus 5, Power Up and Power 98.7. Now we're talking. So, Brian, this is how the quiz works. Bonolo has got 5 questions. If there is a tie, there's a tiebreaker. These are the questions on everything and anything. I have not seen the questions. It could be music, it could be politics, it could be movies, it could be football, it could be sport. For your sake, I hope it's music. For your sake,
I feel like I'm ambushed. Like I'm being ambushed.
For your
here,
sake,
right?
I hope there's more music questions. Yo, so, Lord, what's going to happen? Bonolo will ask the questions, and then if you know the answer, you call out your name, and then you give us the answer, and vice versa. The first one to get to 3 points wins. Okay.
Farah, okay.
Are you ready, Brian?
I'm here. I am.
Okay. Contestants, are you ready? Yes. We are. Quizmaster, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's play the quiz. Okay. Question number one.
Okay. Which South African actor and singer refused to do a kissing scene with Pitch Black Afro
Brian.
In Rhythm City?
With Pitch Black Afro.
Yeah.
Okay. Like no. Whoever it is, I give a play.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I thought you were talking about a dude.
On Rhythm City.
Which show was
on
it?
Rhythm City.
Great, now I'm guessing though. KB Mutsilanyan.
No.
Kelly Kuman.
No.
Was Kelly on Rhythm City?
Yeah, she was at some point.
Oh. She was. No.
I would say the colored girl.
No. No, it's not her.
Okay. Kim Man. Okay.
Tembi Siet.
What?
I can play. Okay, next question. Next question.
Name the three members that made up Morafe.
Zakhala.
Okay. Before you come with such tough question.
Oh, no, I know. How do you not know them?
Gwen. Brian.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
Was it WHP?
No.
Oh, wait. Murafi. Sorry. I get Murafi. Northwest.
Yeah. Yes.
Murafi. Was it? Was Kuli Chana part of it?
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it. Was that all that Motswako?
Who's the farmer guy?
Type of vibe.
It's not him. He's not
was
there.
Was the farmer not part of it?
No.
Mulimi.
No. Mulimi is
was
not there.
Was it not Mo Mulimi?
No, he's not there.
Come on.
Half a point for
there's a producer,
China.
Right?
Yes.
In there.
Yes.
I forgot his
two
name.
Two of them are producers. Yes.
Yes, I forgot his name.
Right, Chanelapa. I would have gone
so
with.
So, Kulichana, kind of command that producer guy, man. Oh, okay, I know.
Okay, so I the know. Answer is Kulichana, KG, and Todi Mac.
Oh, yes.
Wow. The short guy.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, Brian's got a quarter point.
I thought it was half a
for
point.
For Kulicho, one at three. Okay, so it's one third. Actually, you've got a one third point. You've got 33%. Okay, next question.
Who founded Motown Records?
Brian.
Yeah.
Barry Gordy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
What are these questions? What are you favor, Brian? Why are this more entertainment and music?
Okay, sorry.
What
sorry,
happened
sorry,
to
okay,
the questions
sorry.
Just brought?
Oh, sorry.
Can
okay.
we ask about Kaiser Chiefs or something?
Wow.
Okay, next question.
How many subscribers did DSTV lose to Disney Plus, Netflix, and other streaming platforms?
And you know it was in the news. Like
it was,
eh?
I remember it like... Oh, no, I didn't see it yesterday. So I'm
I
not
know
even
I
gonna,
saw it.
I'm not even going to attempt because I didn't even
Quinn,
see
I'm
it.
I'm guessing.
Yep.
1.3 million.
Oh, close.
Mm. Ah, okay. What's the answer?
It's 900,000.
Oh, only.
It's almost a million.
I bet.
Okay, and then the last question, is, how do you make the perfect margarita?
Brian.
Okay, name the three ingredients, basically.
Margarita.
Yes.
He's going to mess it up.
If you mess it up.
I am not an alcoholic.
You're going to eat this out the can.
What do you mean? I'm her head. What do you mean?
Yeah,
I'm
her head.
No, but...
Okay, you can call a friend. Call a friend.
Oh, Google.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Three ingredients, right?
Yes.
Tequila. Okay, and? No. You call a friend. It's fine. You're allowed. And?
Is that all opening? Martini.
No, that's a whole drink.
No, I'm thinking. No, I'm not naming the ingredients. I'm
just like thinking out loud. Sorry,
yes,
guys.
I'm thinking out loud.
Yeah.
I'm about to sing Ed Sheeran's song now. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking out loud, okay?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
But we're not
sugar syrup. Lime cordial.
No.
Lots and lots of alcohol. No. an orange juice.
No.
I have absolutely no idea.
It's tequila, triple sec, lime juice, and salt.
I mean, but like. Okay, congratulations, Brian. You don't have to eat the snails.
You Lord.
Are the defending champion of the Power Up.
Ah, gents.
All right, so you'll just eat the sem.
Yeah.
This is tough.
Hey, when a Pitori can't social
media. Where do you think?
Keep it on the bright. What's up, Pitori? Umkosa when?
Half
chin, chin fundin.
Chin fundin.
Chin galok.
No, I'm from Pitori, right?
Okay.
But
yeah.
my family comes from Tata.
Okay.
Yes. So, give me a call.
That explains the R&B.
No,
because
wow.
No, because my cousin linali Ringo in you, like all of wow. You linali Ringo nyana in you. There's a little Ringo wow. In all of you guys.
Siya kodola song.
Kodola sana. There's a little Ringo, like unati guy unali Ringo nyana in
yo.
Him.
No, that's like half Ringo.
And then there's unati the other one, also unali Ringo li the other one who
Nat.
Rebranded also.
Zaha.
Vusi Nova. Unali Ringo. Kaufela, man. There's a little Ringo.
No, unali Ringo. Marna, I don't think I fit a kubu Ringo.
No, you do. You just don't know it yet. It's inside.
I do not subscribe to Ringonism.
Somebody needs to take it out. But let's talk about Brian Temba and music. I mean, where does this journey? I'm sure you've been asked this question 101 times before. But hey, man,
I'll tell you now. I've had fun over the years. I mean, it comes with hardships. Music comes. I mean, the industry particularly comes with a lot of hardships, and a lot of people don't know because you go. I've been in this industry for over 25 years now. You know, almost. Three decades, so it's like you see it all. You know, you deal with it all. You deal with all the gatekeepers and whatever. But that's not the point of complaint. I will never complain about my journey. But in the same breath, I'm absolutely enjoying what's happening in my life musically right now. You see what I'm saying? As much as there's a lot of challenges, there's a lot of changes in the industry, and it's something that I used to frown upon. But you can't frown upon a progression. You can't frown upon evolution. And I think music
and that always keeps
evolving.
Sometimes comes with pain.
Yeah, but it comes with pain.
You gotta take the good and the bad.
But I'm not just a singer. You see what I'm saying? I'm a person who's a producer as well. I'm a person who researches new music and what's going on anywhere and whatever. You know, I produce for other people. So for now, it's more fun. I DJ as well. So, you know, for now, it's like, as a musician, you've been given this gift. What do you do with it? If you can't do what you normally do.
And sometimes you moonlight as run to me.
You understand? You understand?
Yes.
But I've decided God has given you so many gifts. Why limit yourself? Why box yourself and say, this is what I'm doing? Get a house, get a gospel, get a R&B. You know, I do all of these things well. You know?
Yes.
And I'm enjoying all of that. Like I'm not limiting myself.
So I'm just waiting for that collaboration, the Ringo, and then you've taken all the boxes.
Wait, every time we see each other. Oh,
you see what I mean? Plus, I get my munsi to go parliament, so over that spot.
You are spicy.
You have no idea. Hey, but that's Spanish.
No. That Romani is a legend.
No, absolutely.
And a
great human being.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Beautiful human being.
Yeah.
Ringo Madlingo. So we are in studio with Brian Tembo. We're going to be talking about his music, his journey, and everything else that he is doing. And also just about the future. I know that he will be in a show with some artists.
Pibo Bryson, Lento Lele, Johnny Gill. We're doing...
Big Pibo, ne? Because there's big people and small people.
No, I think he's smaller now. Eh?
He's smaller.
Yeah. No. I think he's smaller now. The big one left with, baby, can you stop the rain?
Oh, but they made beautiful music.
I'm telling you.
And they made
that is music that...
That is an era that is unparalleled.
You can't even touch it.
Yeah.
You can't even touch that era.
Let's briefly talk about that. The R&B aspect of Brian Tembo.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is a genre in South Africa that...
Yeah, it's not that great.
It's not getting... the love and attention that it deserves.
Yeah.
You know, there's always been like a piano or or something or house. Like
There's always been a challenge.
Mm. Why R&B? For somebody who is multifaceted like you.
Look, I think initially, before I was a church boy, Nigelemfana R&B. Why it go bidori ritatela music? I think growing up in Pretoria is a place where I know they love music, especially R&B music. Mm. Understand? I think this whole Sunday, they told me like, if I may say. So before the gospel, you know, before I was saved and I was in church, I was a church boy. I listened to everything R&B. What Tevin Campbell, I mean, Babyface, all of those. Popular 94, that 94 era.
That 90s R&B.
Yeah, that was my era, man. That was like, that. I fell in love with R&B, hardcore, you know?
Like the guy whose name we cannot mention. Who's in jail for all the other things.
Hey!
The R in R&B.
Hey, yeah.
Talented guy. Great musician.
Oh.
Great lyricist, but...
It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a serious shame, but so I started with that. I started singing songs. I used to sing Tevin Campbell's when he came out in 94. Used to sing Tevin Campbell like crazy. So they used to call me Tevin because I would sing. I would sing every chance I got. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
But then it escalated in 1995 when I started going to church, you know, and I started singing in church and whatever. And I loved it.
Always wanted to sing? Like, is it something that you couldn't figure out
via
Brian Tembo without music?
You see, the difference there is that I always sang. It's not like I always wanted to sing. I always sang, but didn't know. Or didn't have information about what the industry was, how I didn't even think I could make money from singing.
Mm.
I could live from singing.
Yeah, sure.
So for now, it was just, but I always did it, you know. And some would say, and then, whatever, you know. It never dawned on me that. Well, there was that.
Yes.
There was that.
I mean, come on.
I will not deny.
Yeah.
But here's the twist to the situation. I was shy. Nigel is shy. So, okay, when I started singing in church in 96, I met a group. What Donald? I don't know if you don't know Donald Palani. You know Donald.
I know Donald
music
very well.
Yes.
Yes.
Nearly group with Donald and other four other guys, right? Three other guys.
Mm.
Was it three? Yes, three other guys. Mm. Right, we were gospel boys to men type of vibe.
Okay.
So about Donald, is talkative. I mean, it's one of them. Yeah, man. Yeah, English English itad. And what they used to do, because we used to sing together, we used to. Practically lived with each other.
Mm.
So semi-maxi kwa when we would walk around.
Yeah, yeah.
because I was the shy one, but I was the lead vocalist, you know? They would push me forward and say, hey, I'm be good at Joe. Shy Joe Thomas. Tell me what kind of man would treat his woman so.
69 was a very good year.
Says, yeah. Bana bachame, Donald Tatsenega English high. So, what's going on? You know? And I'm like, never knew who's a B.
Yeah. But you enjoyed it.
I loved it. Yeah. I mean, for me, it was a platform, but I had to break out of my shell when I became a solo artist. I needed to know how to speak. I was shy, man, like badly. So I needed to learn how to speak. I needed to learn to sell Brian Temba, because no one can sell Brian Temba better than I could.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are in conversation with Brian Temba. We will continue the conversation just after this. Solipo on Twitter are Brian wa aparaskete kaleko tosenimus. Oh, I see. Komatoseng, and the Xhosa ladies will dare tell a blind guy, Jonga apa kwedini.
Why little sober?
I said that. Don't blame me. And then Solipo also, I know the escargot spelling. Kiso na agree. Yeah, you can just call it snail. It's escargot, E-S-C-A-R-G.
How are escargot? Na gutra cargo. Wabo?
Yeah.
The toto.
Yes. No. Yeah. It's escargot. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I'm being schooled today.
Yes.
It's
and then we're going to eat escargot.
It's
not that bad. It's just gone 5:30. Let's get the latest news headlines. Yes, Nompumelelo.
Thanks, Gwena. Good morning. Residents at the Bekimlangeni Hospital in Soweto have protested over unpaid wages. It comes as volunteers marched outside the hospital yesterday, accusing the institution of corruption and nepotism. Here's the department's spokesperson, Mutala Talamudiba.
A representative from the department met with the group that was protesting, who had, it seems like they had an arrangement with the local or ward councillor who had introduced them to the hospital. They had some grievances in relation to the arrangement that they had with the councillor, and including allegations regarding apparently unfulfilled sort of commitments or promises.
City of Johannesburg Deputy Director Ndadisi Mudingwane says they're doing a lot of work in Yaxge in order to improve the water quality. Mudingwane was speaking on a power drive. He adds that they're also working on improving river streams in other areas while dealing with litter as well as river dumping. He's mentioned that one way of improving water quality was by implementing a certain project. Here's the Deputy Director explaining it.
For example, in Alex, especially dealing with challenges that we are facing in the UK, for the 2023-2024 financial year, we allocated about 6 million to a project called Alex Water Warrior, where about 140 people were employed. Doing just that, making sure that we are cleaning and we are intensifying the program of cleaning.
And as the United Kingdom enters another election, health care is one of the major problems for voters in that country. It comes as the National Health Service Bill faces numerous challenges. Millions of people in the UK often wait long periods of time for medical appointments or further treatments. One hospital in Manchester, North West of England, says since the COVID-19 pandemic, a number of patients increased and they are struggling due to a lack of funding. More on these and other Power stories at 6 o'clock.
In power traffic, there are no major incidents reported around most parts of the province, but we start off in Midrand. As you are traveling on Old Johannesburg Road, just a reminder of those roadworks that are happening with some traffic restrictions. That's between Olifantsfontein and Samrand, and those will be causing some delays, especially as you intend on traveling from Centurion heading towards Midrand. In Honeydew, traffic lights are out to John Foster and Christian De Wet Road in Rand Park Ridge. Those traffic lights are also out at Easter Road and Bearsnoy Drive, in Constantia Kloof at 14th Avenue and Hendrik Borgieter, as well as in Woodmead at Van Rienen Avenue and Woodmead Drive.
Pokela, good morning.
Yo, Gwena.
Are you good?
I'm nice and easy, brother.
Do you eat escargot?
escargot, my cargo, that one. Was that even a meal?
Yes, Brian, bonsa.
Oh, for real?
Bonsa.
I've just learned this as well. Yeah, I didn't even know that Biggie was rapping about food.
Was it possible?
I guess
well,
it was Biggie.
I mean, Biggie. Yes, no, but we check or king before an answer. This lovely we play, where you win some, you lose some. But you don't change. Me, I would sing if I had the voice, so.
I actually waited for you to.
I don't want to destroy your song. I honestly don't want.
Neganano Oto Shapa, you know, like, because Wana Nabi in his head.
I think with me, let it stay in the head. Yeah,
I understand.
Let it stay in the head. Like, that's why I talk for a living.
I get you.
You sing for a living, I talk for a living. So
I get you. No, yeah, I get you.
Take me back to the making of this song.
This song, actually. Negeta Lion King go in London. Mm. And I met a producer guy. I didn't even know who he was, actually, when I met him. We were going to the same church together and he heard me sing. I love how you sing.
Mm.
And I'd like to work with you. I'm like, okay.
Mm.
You know, because I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, sure. You know when you brush off somebody. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sure, no, it's cool, you know. Have you done any music? And I'm like, yeah, because I was dabbling. I was starting to produce and, you know, find my way around it. And when he left, one guy comes to me and says, dude, do you know who that is?
Mm.
I'm like, no. He's like, that's Steve Anthony Campbell.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, huh? He's like, yeah, that's Steve Anthony Campbell. He's worked with Lamar. He's big.
Mm.
And I'm like, you lie. He's like, yeah. If that guy says he wants to work with you, Then
you have to work with this guy.
You have to work with this guy.
Yeah.
So we started the process. I went back to him and we started the process and whatever. There were two ladies that were in the same stable that I was in. Rebecca Jones and Christian Jones or something like that.
Mm.
Two sisters. They were a duo. And they literally wrote the song and says, we were thinking about you when we wrote this song.
Wow.
So this is your song. When I sang it, it just fitted like a glove. Like it was just... You know, and you know when you sing, okay, you wouldn't.
Oh, wow.
So
no, it's fine. I started this.
Yeah, you did.
So I deserve it.
There's other songs, even if you haven't written them.
Yeah,
right. But when you sing them, it's like they are yours.
Mm.
You know, like Zanelle for one, it was written for Brian.
Sure,
you see what I'm saying. So. Dominoes was that.
Mm.
Dominoes was that song that was just fitting perfectly. And when they wrote it, they were like, this is you.
Mm.
You know, and it's a gospel song, believe it or not.
Mm. There's Ngushu and there's Escargo. I think
and Genabum.
Well, now, how is Escargo?
No. So Rebecca.
Yeah.
It was destiny, if I may put it that way. When a song is just written for you, you know? So Dominoes was written for me. It's a gospel song, believe it or not. It sounds like a love song, but it's a gospel song.
So when I vele vele umutwa wakere?
Nam vege mfana church.
Ne?
Nab.
And I straight up.
Wow.
Kanete una ukaru waitsi ukaru o heartbreaker.
I don't know how to feel about this thing.
It's fine.
I don't know, my bro.
Utan rappel. I kiru chat.
Wow, like
utan rappel. Rappel.
Rappel. O itsi rappel.
Pray for my deliverance. Simon on Twitter are Dumelang, this is my life. This is my moment so much. Can you please sing it for us, please? They're asking.
This is my time.
Yes. And then the beekeeper are Bosemi Max ne our bro waka otlo Pitori. Sounds like he started like most artists, no record label, raw talent, and as would he consider being a judge at Idols if you are called?
Ah, no.
Okay. It's a no for me.
No.
Mulanga are please ask Brian if Zanelle ever came back.
My she never model. Did. Good morning. Still crying to this day.
Yeah. you've had quite a journey in the music industry, as you mentioned, you know, as a solo artist, right, behind the scenes and all, where would you say you are right now in terms at of this, your, yeah, at this present moment?
I think I'm in a different place in terms of discovering music. Mm. More so the production side of things. Producing people and being able to do what I have in my head.
Mm.
You know, it's the most exciting thing for me right now.
Mm.
There's a revival of some sort. Because sometimes we musicians, especially in this industry, we get to a point where we are discouraged. And you feel like, some of us can't leave music. Whether you want to or not, you can never leave music because it's a gift that's been bestowed on in your life, you know. There was time when I was like, I can't tell everything.
Mm.
You dream about music. You dream about songs. Now you have
because
to go
it's
to
a calling
studio.
Also.
It's a calling.
Mm.
You have to go now and write music, you know. But where I am now, like I'm enjoying music, man. I have to be honest. Well, it's even the DJing thing, right?
Mm.
You find yourself at a place. No dala music you can't do. Dala R&B, you know, it was different. But now you're playing for an audience. It's like it's incredible. And discovering, putting together a track, like a list of songs. In a particular way, as it is. So I was actually envious of DJs that have been doing it for a long time. Not that I'm having fun with it. Like it's something that I'm discovering and I'm having fun with it. You know. So I'm at a place
at least
where
something I can relate to.
I relate to it.
I used to DJ.
And somebody might say, "Kandili Mensa, why are they going to DJing and whatever?" They don't understand the passion that comes with it. The way I would mix music is different to somebody who's just playing. You know, I'm a producer, so when I link my songs,
you hear music differently.
Yes,
that's the bottom line.
That part I would encourage every producer, you know, or musician to actually take up DJing because you get a different perspective altogether about music. Like the way you play music is way different. I'm still learning. I'm still, you know,
Sure.
Again, I only started in December last year. So, but I'm having fun with it.
Unali DJ name.
The way you can make us
DJ Brian Timber.
Nah. Now I'm tempted to find a name for you.
Yo.
Hey. Let's see, I've got 14 minutes to try and figure out a name. If I can find. Kishapuka Brian Timber.
Kishapuka Brian Timber.
Ne?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Yeah. I think it works. Acting, do you still?
I love acting. Like,
do you still do it?
God, no, not yet. Not at the moment.
Yeah,
but it's not something that I've written off.
Okay,
you know, I just feel the acting industry is tricky, man. It's weird. It's tricky.
You're just a musician at heart, Shep.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I'm a musician.
There are some things that even if you tried, they just won't feel the same.
Yeah. Besides that, I think I like just being. Just running my life. You know, if I come to you and say, "Kukupa, o ede 50,000 in yan," you tell me you don't have money, you know, but you're paying me peanuts still. For me, it's like, what's the point? If I can earn that much money in a weekend, get some music in Togiratang, why not?
And did it come down to that, to money, to say, if I'm going to do this, pay me my worth?
Well, yeah, practically. Because one, if I'm going to spend my days in your studio, you understand, from 6 to 6.
Yeah.
What I'm worth. Because the guys that go music in Kamul, but I'm batala what I'm worth. You see what I'm saying? And I own stuff. So it's like I'm not dependent on anyone. So I prefer the music side of things because I'm independent. You know, I do my music how I want to do it. And there's fans, there's people that love what I do. So for now, that's good enough. Acting, I love it, bro. Like, you do. Ibile theater. Theater is my passion. Like, I love theater. Because it's gig imo.
It's immediate. You're a performer at heart.
Yes. You summed it up, man.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Because as a performer, you thrive on the immediate response of the audience. As a musician, when you get on stage, you thrive on that. Yeah. Let's speak about getting on stage. Do you still do performances?
Oh, yeah.
Or perform again?
Oh,
was Gandalf.
We still
love you and your music. Please.
Okay.
Shout out to my people. Shout out my people in Juke Lane. I will never come to Juke Jukes until the new minister of police deals with that issue.
No, they need to.
Sometimes we joke about these things, but that's a very dangerous place. It's a reality until something is done
about
the crime and violence and the killing in Juke Lane. It's not a safe place.
It's not. They have to deal with that.
Mm.
But in terms of performing live, I still perform live. For instance, we have a few shows coming with international artists.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, we on the 31st of August we have Peebo Bryson.
Okay,
go Carnival City.
Lovely.
Yeah, and then on the 1st of September we have him again go Emperor's Palace, but it's an outside picnic type of situation.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, where we are chilling and think, baby, can you stop the rain? I'm hoping it's
Let's hope it doesn't rain. That's exactly my thought.
I'm hoping it's not raining on
that
day.
Awkward moment.
No. But also, we're having Johnny Gill come through. I think the dates that day, 11th of October. 11th of October and the 12th of October. So we're doing the 11th at Sun Arena, Sun Bet Arena.
Oh, lovely.
And then we're doing Sun City. That'll be Johnny Gill.
Mine.
Yes.
I'm not going to sing.
Okay, so it's okay. I got you.
Yeah, continue, Pe. Because I love that song.
No, and funny enough, I actually sing that song, in my sets. I actually sing that song.
You know which song I love?
Which one? Johnny Gill. Let's get the mood right.
Rub you the right way.
Yo, Jehovah. I want to say so much about you, Gwen. Okay. I will reserve my
if there's one thing that I thrive on, it's exactly that. Because I can take it and I can give it back. That's some great. And do we know? Because you know, one thing that I've sometimes found disappointing about. International musicians, they would come to South Africa and then they've got a new album to try it out.
And then they don't
sing the songs that we know. Or maybe he will do like Let's Get the Mood Right and My, and then sing some songs that we don't know. Like, we should have just stuck with Brian Temp.
Yeah, there was another artist. So I posted something on TikTok and I was singing and they're like, I wanted this artist. They shouldn't bring us these other artists. Mm. This is the artist that needs to be. I can't even mention that name because it's looking at my tattoo, so I can't. You know.
Okay. So with these shows, they're not playing at the same time.
No, we have Peebo in August and September, and then we have Johnny Gill in October.
Mm.
Yeah,
and Brian Temba will be on
and
stage.
Brian Temba will be all, on there. Langa Mavuso will be part of it.
Okay, I love Langa.
Langa is talented, man. Langa is talented. And shout out to him. You know, because when they made the call, they asked me to relay the message because that's somebody I suggested. I want to push Tabeya R&B Bila Mo South Africa. You understand? I think I'm a getting an R&B ambassador in a way. So I always want to make the genre shine.
Mm.
You know, marbaro kwala, so it's fine.
Bonola, are you not going to come and eat the snails, Kant? How did you snails? Can I have the snails?
My mushroom is cold now.
Yeah, Brian, please taste it. Please taste it. I agree you're not going to taste the escargot.
No, I will not taste. Oh, kenze nama. It's tanda nenyama, mdaz.
But guys, it looks very nice, the escargot.
Oh.
Is it nice?
No, but Kilitos, he would say anything in a linama, le stamba.
What are you trying to say?
I mean, that, right? I'm, that hint, hint. If you want to go with the Xhosa man, just give him
Musho. You have won. You have won the battle.
Spuda, you want to try the snails?
Oh, yeah.
Rogaro, you want it?
Am I eating the escargot alone?
No, okay. I'll try them.
Okay, there we go.
Somebody
who's cultured.
Are you saying we are not?
No, you're not.
Oh,
That thing is going to digest next week.
They're actually quite nice, if I have to say so myself.
But you're eating that for breakfast, so what does that say about you?
What's your point, Brian?
Nothing. Okay, so...
What's your point, man, of course?
He's having protein. That's good.
Yeah. And in Nakimopedi, we eat a lot of things. I mean, we eat masho.
I don't even want to say
We eat... you know, lots and lots of insects. Do you wanna try?
How's that right, though?
But no, okay, taste the sauce. You know, something like I mean, I made an effort, guys.
Hey,
I made an effort here.
It's time to mush from now. Zau mush, but oja mush over breakfast.
Take one with sauce.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the
sauce. Yeah, you overboiled it, so that's why it's the butter is now at the top.
Overboiled?
You overheated.
Microwaved.
Well, whatever, man. You overheated.
Oh, this is so nice, eh? Taste it.
And it's canned, eh? It's canned musho.
Hmm?
It's from a can.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So that was the thing. We wanted to find something different that come in a can that we wanted to try out today.
Dave?
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you're just hungry, Shem.
Well, that might be, I mean, you know, it's neither here nor there.
The sauce is nice. It's very slimy.
Slimy.
You see?
Okay. All right. That's the problem. Anyway, let's as we wind down the conversation, let's what else are you working on, Brian?
Predominantly in studio now.
Mm-hmm.
Working with a few artists, Colin Dumont.
But NDA, oh.
No. Okay. No. No. I believe in building something, you know, a movement of some sort.
Mm.
I've been trying to build an R&B type of movement in South Africa, particularly, because that's who I am. And I just feel, Jorge, the genre being closed out is unfair to South African artists, because there's a lot of them that are out there. And people actually love R&B
that's
music
true.
From South Africa.
That's true.
You know, but we don't
And you guys
get those...
do it well. You guys do it. See, the thing is... It's one thing for say R&B I'm South Africa ya bora or it's not, but you guys do it well.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yesterday we were sitting with Majita, who are singers as well, and we were looking at Neo's show, and we thought actually we do this raw. We do it, you know, from seeing them, from learning. They have a lot of things that they have in their performances and whatever. Nangai melano and just sing and that's that. You see what I'm saying? So that's the difference, where we are passionate about it to a point where we're very good at it. We can actually rival international artists, you know? If I back kingi dilotis, I wanna zinzi fella. You know, but my goal is actually to push the R&B genre in South Africa. If I'm able to do that.
Go to ke go botisa ke tsebore o ka se khame ke mmusho na. Ba re ke go gopela o shape line nyana e wane ya Zanele.
Umangizwa isihlabathi solwandle siphume entendeni yesandla sami lo muzwa ungenza ngicabange ngawe nangendlela engikuthanda ngayo umtshela ukuthi ungibonile izolo umtshela ukuthi ungibonile namhlanje zanele buya manje ukuphina zanele ngiyakukhumbula zanele buya manje ukuphina zanele ngiyakukhumbula.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Temba. Unplugged.
Did you just faint?
That was beautiful, man. And on the
Thank
spot,
you.
with a mouthful of ngushu.
Hey.
And you just... Well, I mean, poor guy could have choked. And there would have been a lawsuit coming.
Thank you for the mush. The mush helped.
Brian, thank you so much for popping in. But before you go, again, remind us about that gig.
The performances are for Peebo Bryson on the 31st of August and the 1st of September. The 31st, we are at Carnival City. Mm. And the first, we are at what's this again?
Empress Palace.
Empress Palace. Yeah. Yes. Tickets are available. Web tickets. Sure. They can get tickets there. Johnny Gill is in October, the 11th and the 12th. Mm. Sunbet Arena in Sun City.
And both shows they will feature Brian Temba.
They will
and
definitely
Langa
feature
Mavuso.
Brian. Yes.
Okay.
There's other artists that we're working with, and sure. some we're still talking to actually be on the lineup for the Peebo Bryson is already out.
Sure.
But we're still working on the Johnny Gill show because obviously it's
fantastic stuff. Thank you so much. For people that want to find you on the socials and otherwise, where and how do they find you? Those that want to find your music?
Yes, please. I'm Brian Temba on every platform, BRIANTEMBA. My music, you can download on every download platforms. Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, DJ Brian Temba.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.